Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. The Hit Breakfast
Show.
On Hit 96.9.
Boom. I feel like I start every catch-up doing some weird noise. How are you, Herbs?
I'm good. It's Thursday. How good are Thursdays?
You might be listening to this on a Monday, though, and it's not so good.
Yeah, but then you can think, hey, in a few days' time, it's going to be Thursday, and I'm going to have that feeling.
Or you'll be listening to the catch-up, feeling our Thursday vibes, and it'll lift you for your Monday.
Imagine that, a Thursday mood on a Monday. People dream of that.
Tell you what will fire people up is that we had Niall Horan from One Direction on the show today. He helped us out. Zayn, Gigi Hadid, whatever her name is, are they having a baby? He confirmed or denied
it. It's just crazy that you've been able to get him on the show twice now.
All you have to do is say thank you.
Well, when I see him in studio, that's when I really will do a big thank you.
We can't because of isolation, so the best I can do is on the phone. No other show out there is getting Niall on. We are. So you know what? Everyone listening who's downloaded it, you're welcome.
We also wanted to know your first jobs. What was your first job? Some people have got some weird ones out there too. I love that though. Weirder the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, I'm getting ripped off from a bloke here at work. We spoke about that. UFOs, they're back. They've been confirmed.
And I know how to... Keep on exercising if you're in your house and you don't want to do a full workout. Like one of those ones that you're getting on Zoom to do. This is an easy way to get past doing a Zoom workout.
Enjoy the catch up, guys. Let's chuck Niall next. How's that sound? Yeah. Here he is, Niall Horan. Enjoy it, guys.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Huge news broke yesterday in the entertainment world with reports coming out that allegedly Zayn Malik and his girlfriend Gigi Hadid are expecting their first baby, and even more so, reports are saying it's a baby girl.
Yeah, we're going to clear it up because it hasn't been confirmed yet. So what we did is, I've mentioned it before, my cousin Blake, he's a professional golfer. He's signed to Niall from One Direction's management company that he owns.
Love Niall.
So I sent Blakey a text earlier this morning saying, can you send Niall a message and ask him to come on? Now, the guy has been kind enough, once again, 2 weeks in a row, to join us on the Josiah and Herbie show. He is Ireland's very own Niall from One Direction. Thank you for your time, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
You guys, you must be getting sick of hearing from us.
Let's just stay diplomatic and say things have got to be done for the people.
Niall, before we ask you the big questions, what are you up to at the moment?
I'm actually cooking dinner.
What's for dinner tonight, Niall?
That's none of your business.
Oh,
okay, sorry.
Niall, the big question we need to know. Zayn, your former band member, is he expecting a baby? Can we confirm the news right now?
I'm sorry, who?
Zayn Malik. He was in your band. He was the fifth member, and he left.
I don't know who you're referring to, but sure, lots of people expect babies all the time. Look, whoever he is, good luck to him, but I'm not sure if it's his child or not.
Hang on, Niall, you were on X Factor in the UK together. You travelled the world together. Have you honestly blocked him out that much that you pretend you don't know who he is?
Oh, X Factor. No, I know what you're talking about. Right, yeah, Zayny boy. I remember him now. You jogged my memory. Thank you.
Is there bad blood between you boys still?
No blood, no bad blood. He's just, you know, he's moved on and good for him and having babies and whatnot.
So he is having babies with Gigi Hadid?
Sure. I mean, whether it's his or whether it's mine or Harry's, you don't know.
Hang on, is Gigi one of the... was she a little groupie, was she?
No. She's a lovely lady, I'm sure.
Now, you are single, Niall. We spoke to you about this the other week, and I know that Gigi's sister, Bella Hadid, she's recently split up from The Weeknd. Do you reckon maybe you'll now have a crack at Bella and then you could sort of, I guess, unite the band again?
I don't know what you mean by having a crack, but or what you're trying to make of me, but if she's available, you know, I'll have a snoop.
We have been told this morning that it could be a girl. Do you reckon if Zayn was to have a baby, he would be having a girl?
You know what I did last night? I did a jigsaw puzzle. We're still in lockdown over here. You know, we could talk about some more interesting things like my life, for example. You know, people that move on, just move on, and we just let them be. And if they have a child, then fantastic. And if they fall off a bridge, then fantastic.
Oh, Niall, I guess it didn't end too well with Zayn. Well, on a happier note, what are you up to then, I guess, at the moment, Niall?
I'm doing this unbelievable jigsaw puzzle of a lighthouse on the rocks in front of the ocean. It's incredible.
How big is it? How many pieces?
I think it's 250. It's a lot.
That's not too big.
That's a small one, Niall.
That's what she said.
Hey, Niall, what's the first thing that you'll do once you get out of isolation?
I think I'll go and buy a bigger jigsaw puzzle now. Thanks to you.
Do you know what? Because you've been so great on the show, we'll send you a bigger jigsaw puzzle, Niall.
That'll be appreciated.
Hey, Niall from One Direction, we know you're a busy man, but we really appreciate your time and thanks for almost clearing up the rumours of Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid having a baby. Good on you, mate.
To be sure.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, Josiah, we finished work, went home, and then the rain. It was on and off very much yesterday afternoon. It was bucketing down, then all of a sudden it stopped. And I like to get my 10,000 steps in a day.
Yeah, you're very adamant on it. If Herbie isn't near it, or she's at 8,000, she's like, hey, can we just go this way? I need to get my 10,000. I'm like, you can. I'm going home.
I don't know what it is. I think it's because I have the Apple Watch now, and it counts it for you, so it tracks it. And if you don't get it, I feel like I've let myself down. It's like, oh, I suck. And I only have myself to blame. And yesterday at home, we had a meeting, and then I decided to do a Pilates class online, a little bit of meditation, did a quick HIIT workout, but then checked my watch and thought, this is annoying.
Someone's got plenty of time on their
hands. Literally.
You've got time for meditation, Pilates, a HIIT class, 10,000 steps.
And this is what happens when you move to a town in isolation and you have no friends. So I checked my watch, and yes, I'd been moving, but my feet hadn't been pounding the old pavement like I'm used to.
Right.
So I thought, golly, I'm short. I was very short. I was only at like 4,000 steps, which is not good. And I thought, I need to go for a walk, but I didn't want to go out in the rain because it really was quite heavy rain. And so I thought, I've got a house. I can walk here. And I did a 4-kilometre walk in my house.
Now, your house is a standard house. We're not talking about that giant mansion on Wyndham Street in Shep. Like, your house is a standard house.
Yeah.
Were you going from bedroom to bedroom? How did you get the steps up?
I did sort of from the front door down the hallway into the back room, which is like the lounge room, and then I'd loop around the kitchen and come back up, so the narrow hallway, and just did big loops.
Now, you get pretty bored, I'd say. That is a very repetitive route.
It definitely was. But this is why I think there's a bit of an advantage of when you do your walks at home, because I was at home and I was walking along in the house. I just carried my laptop with me. And so I was watching a bit of old Netflix. I was Netflix and walking, which isn't really
I don't know if that's smart or if that's really bad for you, because even though you're getting your steps up, your brain's getting like, your eyes are like squinting and you're getting some sort of weird workout with your head.
But I was thinking of that, and I thought, I've got to watch something, obviously, down the track of physical activity. Last Dance.
Oh, brilliant. Actually, I actually watched that yesterday afternoon as well. Michael Jordan, how good is it?
Walked the whole time, so I've watched the 4 reps.
Well, this reminds me of that guy which we spoke about on the show a couple of weeks ago that did the marathon on his balcony in Italy, was it?
There's an Australian guy did it in Brisbane actually as well.
Really? There you go. Now Herbie's doing it in a garden or in a lounge room.
The only difference between them and me is I did not pick up the pace and run. And I hit 4 kilometres, not 42.2.
And you're watching Netflix at the same time.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I want to speak about things that haunt you to this day. And I've spoken about it before, when your iPhone haunts you. Remember recently I got a notification from Camera Roll, which is your photos album on your phone. And it was telling me that I had a new notification. And it was a year of 2019. And it decided to collate every photo of myself and my ex-girlfriend and put them into a beautiful montage with love music behind it.
It wasn't a good day. It was actually quite a sad day to be around you, to be honest.
Yeah, because when the alarm goes off at 4 a.m, the first thing you do when you check your phone is it says you've got a memory with your ex and you watch a 300 photo collage.
And you watched it.
Yeah, I watched every single photo right to the end. anyway, it's done it again, but this is a bit more funny. Obviously, you get your Snapchat memories. You get Facebook memories. Instagram does it now as well.
Yeah, on this day. They're good, but they're also scary because you never know what to expect.
Just like what I want to reveal to you right now, Herbs, on this day 11 years ago, I decided it was a good idea to do this as a status.
Remember when statuses were a big thing too? Like you really updated your status daily. Now, no.
Well, I haven't done a status in probably 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then in 9, 10, 11 years ago, I was doing a status a day. Maybe a status a day keeps the doctor away.
Hit us with your status.
I just saw 17 again. Zac Efron definitely made me wobbly at the knees. Why, Josiah?
Great flick, may I add. I love that flick. Why are you commenting that?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm trying to engage with the girls on Facebook.
Yeah, so you're trying to impress some females, get a bit of a reaction from them to go, oh, my God, Josiah likes Zac Efron. Well, we like him.
I've never gone that way sexually, as in with blokes. So I can't imagine me back then in my brain thinking, nah, Zac Efron, yep, we'll definitely go him. No.
I mean, he's a good-looking rooster.
He is. He's a very good-looking rooster, but that's not what it was. Zac Efron definitely made me wobble at the knees. Couldn't even tell you what happens in 17 again. Do you remember the movie?
Yeah, him and his dad, they switch.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
switch and then Zac goes in. And it's weird because then they nearly kiss the mum, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that sounds like a great movie.
It's weird, yeah. It's about basketball and everything.
Well, I reckon that would have been a tactic just to get all the girls coming and go, oh, my gosh, yeah.
Can you remember then? Did it work?
Yeah, of course. Well, it says on it. I can't
What's
actually.
What's your next memory?
Well, I can't actually.
Josiah's in a memory. Relationship?
Yeah. With Zac Efron.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
A lot of schools are working their way to get students to end up coming back to school by hopefully next term. We will get more information on that, I would say, come May 11th when Daniel Andrews makes another announcement. But at this stage, kids are homeschooling. If you're in other states, you're going back one day a week. And that's fine, because that's what we're living through at the moment. I know we've had to adjust, but that's adjustments that the country is making together. And I think, though, when we do start to come back with students in schools, that we need to look around the around other countries and see what they're doing so that we don't actually make similar mistakes where we send kids back and then all of a sudden there's another outbreak.
Yeah, which is, and Scott Morrison did come out yesterday afternoon and say that as the restrictions do lighten, do expect the cases to increase slightly once again, but nothing like what we have seen.
And we know China, it was crazy over there. The outbreak, it's where it started. So we know that they had a crazy amount of cases, but as coronavirus does continue to cause havoc around the world, they have actually started to let some students go back to schools over in China.
Ah, here we go.
And so over in some cities over there, their schools are doing something that I think we should really try here. And if you want to check out what I'm talking about, you can go to our Hit Instagram at HitGV. So students at Yangzhen Elementary School, they started the semester on Monday and their homework that night was to design a unique hat with a 1 metre or 3 foot diameter. So you have the hat and then they had to design off it, basically put a stick or a long ruler across the top of their head so that there was a 1 metre diameter so that the students knew that they had to stay that far away from other students.
That's taking no hat, no play to like a whole new level, isn't it?
Did you ever do a hat parade while you were at school?
Yeah. Do you know what I would love to do a campaign to bring back is the flap hats. Do you remember those?
Yeah.
Oh. We used to have the mullets.
Lesion, what are they?
Yeah, I think that's what they're called. How good were the 90s, right? Not only did I have a mullet, but also had the hat that kind of was for the mullet. It kind of like went down the back of your head
everything.
The same as. Bring those back after coronavirus,
they
guys.
They are a great hat. So I reckon that nearly we should have a Goulburn Valley hat parade. And it doesn't just need to be kids. It could be adults as well. We can all create these hats and then we know we're keeping our distance from each other.
How funny would it be going to Coles to do your groceries and just everyone in there is just wearing the most ridiculous hats that are 1 metre, 1.5 metres wide.
To be fair, some of these hats are quite creative that the kids have come up with. I highly recommend going to our Instagram at HGV because there's one where they're all sitting at their desks and there's around 20 of them, but they've all got their hats on.
Herbs, the only issue is, for like a skinny bloke like myself, those look like they're hard to, like, it'd be hard to balance. I'd be walking around like, I'd look drunk as I'm trying to walk around with these things on my head.
Imagine driving with them. You'd have to have both windows down so it just pokes out the side.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
So I'm actually setting myself a challenge. It's going to start tomorrow, and it's one that I really don't know if I'm going to be able to get through. It's 14 days, and what I am trying to do is I'm going to try and quit sugar for 14 days.
Herbie, what's brought this on?
See, this is, I would never tell anyone to go and do this. I've actually had some ongoing health problems, which you've known about, bit of a roller coaster to the start of the year in terms of my health. And so after a lot of tests, a lot of appointments and going back and forth, there's just been a lot of suggestions as to what's going on. And then recently I've been having a lot of headaches, which hasn't been fun. And so recently the advice was maybe change the diet a little bit. And I don't eat bad. I wouldn't say I smash the sugar all the time.
You eat definitely healthy. I see see what you have most of the time. Way healthier than me.
But they have said just trying to take it out to see if that has any kind of effect on my body. And this isn't for weight loss or anything. It's for everything else that's going on.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you because it's a great thing that you're doing, obviously, for your health. But you do a show and spend a lot of time with me, and you know how I am with sugar. Like yesterday afternoon, for example, it was chucking it down. I couldn't do anything, couldn't go for a run. So I sat down in front of Netflix watching Money Heist, and I polished off a block of Cadbury.
I know you do. You do it so quick too. It's
10 minutes. Easy.
It's nearly a secret skill of yours, how quick you can put back the chocolate. And I think I should film it. Because the first time I witnessed you doing it, I was like, oh man, this guy's crazy.
And what's even more concerning is I can smash a block and not feel bad afterwards.
I get so jealous when you snap me at nighttime because I know your dessert snap's coming. And it's not just like, oh, Josiah's having a bowl of ice cream, Josiah's having chocolate. It's a full-blown, like, massive dessert.
As a kid, I used to, and my parents, I blame mum and dad because they just let it go, used to get vanilla ice cream as much as I could fit, and I reckon I'd put probably 10 tablespoons of Milo on that thing every single night. That's where my addiction started.
You live the life I want to live.
And so here I am. I'm going to be the best of help, but I'm not joining you. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you, I said, would you want to join me for 14 days? So I'm going to start tomorrow. It's going to be hard because I've looked into it, listened to a lot of the podcasts now, and there's that book that everyone raves about, I Quit Sugar. Now, I will not be doing this forever because, like yourself, I love sugar, I love chocolate, and I could not live without that forever in my life. But I am interested to see how it does improve my health. A lot of people say your sleep can improve. You get a lot more energy. I mean, the first few days can be a bit difficult because there's sugar in things you don't even realize there's sugar. Like I was researching last night. You know the brown rice I get from the shops that they come in the individual serves and you just microwave them and you put them with your meal? They have sugar in them.
Surely not.
There's sugar in so much stuff, and it doesn't just necessarily have to say sugar on the label. It's all these other forms of sugar, like glucose and everything, and in these syrups. So she's going to be a rough 14 days. I apologise in advance to you, Josiah, because you're going to have to put up with me for 14 days.
Wait, does it affect your mood?
I'm guessing something's going to happen.
No, not
I don't even know. I've never done it.
Oh, here we go for a roller coaster. You know what? It's not just me that's in it. It's the rest of the Gulliver Valley.
It's the listeners.
They have to listen to you every single morning. You know what I should do? When I was a kid, here's another one. I used to come home from school every day, and mum and dad used to have sugar cubes that they'd put in their tea or coffee. Yeah. I reckon I used to knock back 20 sugar cubes. I used to put them on my tongue.
Like they're grapes.
Literally, I used to eat them like fruit. You wonder why I had ADD.
I wonder. No clue. Look, I'm going to start tomorrow though, guys. Hopefully it will help with everything going on in my health issues at the moment. But if not, I'll give you updates. And if it's terrible, well, then you all know not to ever do it in your life.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We want to talk about the Royal Melbourne Show as very sad news came out yesterday that it's been axed for 2020, which is quite devastating. A lot of families look forward to it. It happens around the September school holidays. I know the Royal Easter Show in Sydney, that was cancelled because it happened at the start of the breakout.
Which makes sense. And what it doesn't annoy me because I'm guessing it's because of costs and all that sort of stuff. When people are cancelling events that are happening in September, when things could be good by then, unless they know something we don't know. I was like, wait till May 11 and find out what our restrictions that are lifted are and then make a decision.
Do you know what I was thinking about last night? Remember with the Grand Prix and how that was cancelled last minute and it costs a lot of food vendors and people who had stands there so much money. So I think they're just saying, we're just going to have to cancel it just in case, because if there was an outbreak, we're not going to go ahead and we don't want to cost you more money, even though it will lose them money, but don't spend money.
Yeah, which is the same for many events, music festivals, you name it. It's better to do it, you're right, ahead of time rather than spend it all and lose it all.
But it is sad because there's something fun about the show. You go, you get to see lots of activities you don't normally see, like wood chopping. I remember the first time I saw that, I was in awe. I've gone, These people are brilliant. That's a hidden talent.
Not to mention those blokes that are into wood chopping are right down your alley.
Oh, yeah. Love that bit of a flanny. Get around me. But it's not just the wood chopping. It's the show bags. It's the Woolworths Pavilion when I was younger. It was had all this food samples. I lived for it. And a fun fact about myself, I worked at the show. It was my very first job.
Really? How old were you?
I was 15. So I turned 15 in August and the show's in September. And I went along and I worked in the show bags.
That is a great first gig.
It was a hectic first gig because you don't get training. So you go for your interviews and then you get approved. And I went for the Cadbury show bags and I got approved, luckily. So the week before you go to the show and you get a uniform, and I thought there I was going to get some training. I've never worked before in my life. I've done some babysitting, but I haven't actually had a physical job. And then the following week you rock up on the first day of the show and you go behind the cash register and they just say, go.
What a gig. Do you know if it was a good money?
Yeah, for myself, it was incredible money. And I'd often work a double shift because lots of people would cancel because they're all just random casuals from all around Victoria. So it was actually a really well-paying gig for 2 weeks. I probably worked, I'd say, 8 days.
And you got to hook up with a few carnies while you're there as well. My first gig, this was actually unbelievable. It's probably the opposite to yours. My first ever job was when I was in year six. I used to pick up rubbish at school.
Was that just a hobby or a job?
No, so when I do it, people would think that I was on afternoon detention and people would come up to me like, what have you done this time? I'm like, no, I'm getting paid. So when I was
didn't even know that was a job.
Well, my parents were teachers at the school, so they thought, oh, you have to stick around and wait for your parents. You may as well pick up rubbish for an hour. So I do it from...
Did they make the job for you?
Yeah, they did. Well, it's either me or they paid a cleaning company to come. So I go around with one of those hand sticks picking up rubbish and putting them in my bin. I do it for an hour on a Monday, an hour on a Wednesday, and whatever year I was at school, they'd pay me for that. So year six, I got $6 an hour, year seven.
Right.
I did it through to year 10. Horrible money, $10 an hour to pick up rubbish. But
when you're 16.
At that age, I saved a bit of coin.
Yeah. Do you rate your cleaning skills now? Do you reckon you can pick up some rubbish?
I will never pick up rubbish in my life again.
Really?
I mean, speaking of, our bins in the studio are pretty messy.
See, I would jump back behind the show bags, although I did have a little fault. You know when you buy a show bag and that comes, so you go to the Cadbury and then you get to pick your novelty with it?
Yeah.
For 4 days, I didn't realise that I had to go and get the novelty. I just thought they picked it and it was magically appeared in the bag. It wasn't until one dad came back because his daughter was crying saying she didn't get her toy.
Oh.
And I realised neither has anyone for the last 4 days, to be honest with you.
You went from the world's greatest show bag girl to getting abused left, right and centre. Hey, let's talk about this morning. What was your first job? Was it as good as Herbie's or was it as bad as mine?
We just had our general manager, though, pop his head in to our studio.
Alan.
And he said gravedigger.
His first ever job.
Yeah. He just said gravedigger and then left.
How old?
Well, that's the thing. He dropped the bomb and left.
You wouldn't want to be a 13-year-old gravedigger.
I mean, you're getting a lot of experience then. Learning a lot about life at a young age.
No wonder he's got a few ghosts that follow him around still to this day. You could argue that Kel still is a gravedigger in this building.
Pretty much. If you want to get involved, you can share your first jobs at our Hit Instagram, at Hit GB.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I think I'm getting ripped off by probably the dodgiest bloke in the GV, and that's Willie over on Triple M.
He is dodgy.
He is.
I don't even know why you're walking into a deal with him.
That guy could sell anything he wanted and rip it off. You know what? That guy would rip off an old lady, I reckon. which is most of his listeners. So, if you are on Shepherd and Buy, Swap and Sell, this bloke, I get a notification on Facebook, he sells at least two things on there every single day.
Some would say that's smart.
Yeah, savvy, I guess, or other people call
maybe
it tight.
Maybe he's watched, is it Marie Kondo?
Oh, yeah.
Minimalistic now.
Never got across that girl, but yeah. He obviously did. So he's trying. This guy would try and sell his used knickers. I tell you, like, dead set. Anyway.
There's nothing worse when you walk into an op shop, and I'm always trying to find a bargain in an op shop, but when you see the knickers, I go...
Who's buying those?
I don't know about them. Do you do the whiff test first? Like, I just don't know.
Even if they're in a packet. Oh, I don't know if I want to risk that one. But he started selling something that actually caught my attention. That was a pair of RM Williams, which are normally about $550, $600.
Yep, I bought a pair last year. Exactly that much.
Very expensive, but great shoes. So I thought to myself, I've been wanting a pair for a while. Can't afford the full thing. He's selling for $180. Second hand, though.
Bargain. If they're in mint condition, That's a treat. Like, that's a good price.
Now, I can't afford to give him the cash up front at the moment. Well, I probably could, but I just shouldn't. I've got to be a little bit smart. I've got my car service and Rodri coming up. I've got to eat food as well. So I thought, let's see if I can barter him down. So I called him in the office yesterday, right? He wants him for 180. I thought, let me see if I can try a different tactic at getting him over the line. Take a listen.
I buy a coffee every day until it gets to 160.
Just one thing. I want to buy something for my drones, like ASAP.
You're a drone?
Yeah. No, what if I gave you $100 up front and then $60 in coffees over the next however long it takes?
So give me 120 and 40.
$160 in coffees or nothing.
That's actually, I would nearly take that.
Yeah, and you know what, Herbs? I did take it because him and I then shook on it.
Yeah, I saw the shake because Billy told me to actually look at the shake. I was the witness. It wasn't from you. I had to.
I'm going to read a text message I got off old Willie on Triple M, and here's another reason for you guys out there to keep it on Hit 96.9. Hey, mate, someone else is giving me 180 tonight. Need the cash for the drum gear. Thanks for the idea on the coffees. They're not yours anymore.
He sold them.
He sold them, even though we shook on it.
He's so dodgy.
I reckon he's doing me a favour. But how dodgy is that?
I don't know if they're real now.
That's what I reckon. Can you get a fake pair? I reckon that's what he's doing.
Oh, you can get a fake anything these days.
If whoever that bloke is that's listening out there, you either got yourself a bargain or, mate, don't do it.
And a public service announcement for the whole of GV. Watch out if you're any buy, swap and sell pages.
Yeah. Don't take anything from Billy from Triple M. That's it for us today. Poor bloke.
He's a good guy.
So when he's asleep.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Today is World Honesty Day. I love that there's a day for everything, that someone actually created World Honesty Day. And this one actually has a good reason to it, because when I looked into it last night, I thought maybe someone just said, nah, we'll give it a day and it's going to be April 30th. But it's actually on April 30th because April 1st is April Fool's.
Oh, that was going to be my guess when you just said that, because it's the same month, isn't it?
Yeah, so you start the month off with a lot of lies, and then we're going to end the month off with some truths.
Brilliant idea. I'd love to know what it takes to get a day on the world calendar or whatever. Yeah. Is it an official thing, or could we just say May 1st, tomorrow's Josiah and Herbie Day for no reason?
I mean, we probably could, but I don't know how much information will be on the internet. We could definitely get a Wikipedia page up and running because anyone can.
I also don't know who would celebrate it.
You and I.
Yeah, and that's all that matters.
So we thought for Honesty Day this year that we would try and jump into the world of truths and lies. And so we're going to play a little game with you guys this morning, and we want you guys to try and pick an innocent truth or lie.
Yeah, if you can pick the correct one this morning. We do have some Macca's vouchers up for grabs. 13, 12, 16 is our number if you want to play. Who wants to go first?
Well, we'll both tell our truths, I guess. One will be a lie, but you guys have to pick who is lying. So I'll go first, why not? When I was a little girl, you're always going to say that. When I was a little girl, I actually turned orange and had to go to hospital. Orange. Went to hospital.
You're a good liar.
Hit me with your truth.
Okay. When I was in Euro Disney with the family, when I was 12 years old, we did our first ever Euro trip.
I'm jealous. That would have been fun.
Unbelievable. Poor parents. We went to France and we were in Paris for 5 days, right? 4 of those days we spent at Euro Disney. Poor parents. Anyway, Adam Sandler was there with his family. Got to meet him, got a photo with him as a kid.
I love Adam Sandler. Oh, you're lying. You would have told me this.
Why would I tell you something that happened to me at 12 years old?
I don't know. You tell me everything.
13, 12, 16. Who's lying? Did I see Adam Sandler at Euro Disney, or did Herbie turn orange as a kid? That sounds impossible. If you think you know, we do have a Macca's voucher up for grabs just for getting it correct. Sam in Shepparton joins us now. Out of those two, Josiah or Herbie, you just have to say who you think's lying. If you get it right, we've got a Macca's voucher for you. Who do you reckon it was?
Sorry,
you. I can't hear you.
Is that Josiah?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Sam. You're 100% correct. I did go to Euro Disney, however, did not meet Adam Sandler. Well done. Macca's voucher coming your way.
Of course.
What are you up to at the moment, Sam?
Not much. Just listening to...
It's rain.
Is that the rain behind you, is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds crazy where you are.
figure out how many are shit.
Sounds like you're being attacked by dinosaurs.
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah, you never know.
Great chat, Sam. Thanks so much for calling. Herbie, tell us about why you did turn orange, because I'm actually quite interested in that.
When I was a baby, Mum said it's all I ate. She'd mash up pumpkin, sweet potato, carrots. She said I just loved eating orange mash. And so I did for ages. And then my auntie came over one day and told Mum, Nat's looking a little orange. And I had to go to the hospital. And then they just put me on a greens diet.
Come on.
What I've been told. Yeah. No word of a lie there.
At least you have good vision.
I mean, that's what they say. Yeah, I can still see in the dark.
And they dipped you in the old Oompa Loompa sauce.
I always tell Mum, because she gets annoyed that I now fake tan. And I always say, well, you're the one that did it to me.
Yeah, because you kind of do have a natural tan. It was probably from those days when you were a baby.
Literally.
There you go, parents. If you want to make your kid orange.
Feed them orange food.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Pedestrian TV, the website. You love them, Herbs. They're a bit lefty for me. But we're going to roll with a little article, which I did like that they put out there yesterday afternoon. They've come out with what they reckon are the next big trends to happen in isolation, the ISO trends. And I actually don't mind some of these as well.
I like the way they write their articles too. Because it's very conversational.
Yeah, they speak how the young people speak.
I understand their lingo.
Yeah, if you're above the age of 50 and reading their articles, though, you've got no idea what they're talking
about. Maybe some
intelligence as well. Yeah, true. Friendship bracelets.
I love friendship bracelets. I used to be the thing.
Do you reckon you could make one?
I used to make them with Scoobies.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
And make keychains and friendship bracelets. Yeah, definitely. If you get a bit of string, if you get a bit of... like cord, you can do it.
There's your challenge for today. Can you make us a friendship bracelet? Then we're inseparable.
Yeah, I can. But today's, that's a lot of pressure. I want to make a good one.
Well, here's another idea if you don't want to make me a friendship bracelet. They reckon cheese making.
Make your own cheese.
How do you make your own cheese? I would have no idea. I wouldn't even know where to start.
A lot of people around here would, because there's a fair few dairy farmers. They'd understand what's going on.
Good
point.
You
and I.
Not to mention in Tat, we've got the big burger factory. Yeah. I don't really want to go down that cheese angle, though, after what happened on Friday night with you and I, Herbie.
It wasn't what happened on Friday night. It's what happened when I left. That's the problem.
Yeah, we went through half a block of cheese. What was it? A nice little brie.
We had a brie and a blue on the Friday. We had half it. That night, and then you just went...
Yeah, I got a bit hungry the next day on an empty stomach and had the whole thing to myself. Couldn't eat dinner that night. I was so sick. The last one they've got on here, knitting.
Knitting? Oh, I can knit.
Can you?
Fun fact, yeah. I can knit. I'm not the greatest. I tried to knit a scarf last year, and I know people who have just started their knitting career could understand this. I kept adding a stitch, so my scarf was going wider and wider, and then I realized I was doing it, so it came in again. So it was just like a bumpy... scarf.
Yeah,
it didn't work out.
Back yourself, though. That could be fashion forward. That could
exactly.
be the new scarf trends. Try and make me one today. I know it takes a bit longer.
If it doesn't today, you might get a collar.
There you go. Pedestrian TV, thank you for that list to help us get through isolation over the next few weeks.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We love this lady. She is the Mayor of Greater Shepparton City Council, Seema Abdullah, and the council budget has come out. Big busy time for you, Seema, no doubt, when a budget comes out. But you are looking for community feedback on the budget. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. Thank you so much, first of all, for inviting me in this program. Yes, the draft budget for 2020-2021 is out for public exhibition. It's out for 4 weeks, and council is encouraging everyone to have a look at the budget and make submissions if they want to include any particular project in the budget. They are passionate about any areas of improvement. Please, have a look at the budget and give us your feedback.
How much of the budget goes into my pocket, Seema? Is there a little Josiah fund in there, nothing like that, or I might put that as feedback?
Well, you can put anything in the feedback, but just to let you know that previously we have seen some submissions that were actually included in the adopted budget. And for instance, projects like Chatura Museum Extension and Shepparton Off-Leash Dog Park, all those ideas came from our community, and they made submissions to the budget, to the draft budget, and they were adopted.
So where can people see the draft and put their submissions in?
It's available on our website. Council is also organizing two information sessions, public information sessions via Zoom. if anyone wants to attend those sessions, they just have to register and send an email to council@shepparton.vic.gov.au.
And Seema, it's been great, I think, the response around the town to the COVID-19 situation. I think here in the Goulburn Valley, we've come together as a community and it shows in our numbers. But you guys actually have a quick response grant that people can now access?
That's right. As a part of Council's COVID-19 economic response package, 21 measures were announced to support our residents, our community groups, sports groups, and for Council to do advocacy. Now, one of the 21 measures included a quick response grant for our small and medium-sized local businesses. And it's a $3,000 amount that is allocated to each applicant. That's why we're encouraging our small businesses to have a look at the guidelines on our website and contact Council and apply for this grant if they are planning to transit to online platform, because we know that in this emergency, a lot of businesses have moved and they've changed their model. So if they're needing some kind of support to transit to online platform and to go for e-commerce, they can get this grant.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah.
Good work. We'll appreciate you doing that. Small businesses, make sure you do go and check it out. Have you got any word locally on, are you in the know with things that we might not know, such as when gyms and places like that are open? Because a lot of people are missing those sorts of facilities, parks, et cetera.
At this stage, we do not have a date, unfortunately. And as everyone else, we are watching the situation very closely. We are still following the federal and state government advice. And don't forget that we are still in a state of emergency until the 11th of May. So for the message to our residents is that be very vigilant and continue to follow all the good practices that you have been, and go out only for 4 reasons that have been mentioned. That's beautiful. The message for the time being. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, that's Seema Abdullah, the Mayor of Greater Shepparton City Council. You've been leading from the top and we appreciate you for all you do. And thank you so much for your time this morning.
Many thanks.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.